Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Aflam Ches on Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamuda Hanomi Chaveiroi, V'nichnas Levakroi Oimed, Aval Lo Yoishev. Somebody who's Muda Hanami Chaveiroi, so the Mevaker can visit him, he can do Gemilus Chasodim, but only if he's standing up, not if he's sitting down. And the whole sugi in the Gemara, the Aflam Ches Amud Aleph, is going to come to explain the chilek between standing up and sitting down. The Mishnah continues, Marpei Refuas Nefesh, Avaloi Refuas Mammon. That's a sugi that the Gemara is going to talk about on Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara starts off in Daf Aflam Ches Amud Aleph, B'maya Skinam. Ibish Nichse Mevaker Asurin Al Chayle, Afilu Yoishev Nami. Ibish Nichse Chayle Asurin Al Mevaker, Afilu Oymen Nami. The Gemara is bothered by what's the case of the Mishnah. If the case of the Mishnah is that the nechasim of the mevaker are osur on the choile, so then even sitting down should be mutter. The Ran explains the pshat of the Gemara's kasha is like this: that why is it that if the nechasim of the mevaker are osur on the choile, why is it that he's allowed to stand up? So we understand the reason why he's allowed to be mevaker him standing up is because since the mevaker is being Isaac in the mitzvah, so that's not called that he's being mahane the mudar. We say that he's being Isaac in his mitzvah. Kol's mother, he's being Isaac in his mitzvah of bikur choylem. All the hano that comes from him to the choyle is considered a hano de memela. It's like a grama dika hano that wasn't caused directly from the mevaker, wasn't caused directly from the madir. The hano came derech agav his mitzvah. So the Gemara's question is, that svar should apply equally to if he's being yoshev. What difference does it make if he's standing up or if he's sitting down? This svar of the Ran, we've mentioned earlier on in different shiurim. This is the main place to shtel on this big machlekas we shown him with regards to what exactly is the svara, what is the lomdus of this svara of the mitzvah ka'ovid, which we find in a few different places, in a few different sugyas in the darim. What is the pshat? A big machlekas we shown him, and this is the mamish the place to shtel on it well. The Ran on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, at the end of the whole sugya, where he's summarizing what comes out from the sugya halacha lemaisa, the Ran asks akasha. He says that it's mevur on Daf Mem Gimul Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that somebody makes a neder, he's madir hanas chaveri olav, and the person has nothing to eat, the mudar has nothing to eat. So the halacha is, the madir wants, what if the madir wants to help him out? So he can't give him food because he's being mahanahim. So he goes to a chenveni, he goes to a storekeeper, and he says, I don't know what to do. Ish ployni noider mimeni hana, ve'eni yodeya ma'ase, I don't know what to do. So the halacha is that he makes like a remez to the chenveni, and the chenveni understands that he can't give anything over to the mudar. So the chenveni himself gives it over, and then the chenveni comes and takes money back from the madir. The Ran asks, I don't understand. The madir should be able to give directly to the mudar because it's a mitzvah. Just like we learn out from our sugya, that when someone's Isaac in the mitzvah, if the mevaker is Isaac in the mitzvah, even though there's a hanah coming from the madir to the mudar is a choyle and he's being nene from the bikur of the madir, but since we say afal pika, and since the madir is being Isaac in the mitzvah, so the hanah that comes from him to the choyle, his bikur, it's considered a hanah de memela, and it's mutter, it's like a grammatical hanah. So it's over there. Why don't we say that the hana, the tztaka, the food that the madri gives over to the muda to help him so he can live, to help him is a hana de meila, because he's being Isaac in his mitzvah. He's being Isaac in a mitzvah of helping somebody who's poor. The Ran answers based on this kasha. He says a tremendous yisoid. He says the pshad is that this svara of mitzvah ka'ovid is only said when there's not an actual physical Mamun is dika hana going miyad liyad. When over there he's actually giving him something. There's a heft of mamun going from the madi to the mudar. Over there we say that it doesn't help that he's being oisek in a mitzvah. There the hana is considered a direct hana from the madi to the mudar. Dafka over here where he's oisek in bikur cholim, he's sitting down, he's not actually giving anything over to the mudar. There we say, since he's Isaac in Kiyum Mitzvah, so all the Hana that the Chayla gets is considered a Hana of a Grum, and it's not considered it's coming directly from the Madir. The Rashba on Daf Lamedan of Beis deals with the same issue. He's talking about all the different cases we find where we find this heter of mitzvah kovid. And also originally he wanted to say, just like the Ran, that there's a yisoid that when he's oisik in mitzvah, so it's not considered he's being mahanehim directly. But he asks this kasha from the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, and because of this kasha, he falls off the yisoid of the Ran, and he says a different yisoid. He says it can't be that the mitzvah gives it a din that he's oisik in something else, and the hanot's considered memela, because then he would be allowed on Daf Mem Gimel, he would be allowed to give food directly to the mudar, because over there also he's being oisik in the mitzvah. Elamai, the pshat is, says the Rashba, that somebody who makes a neder, that somebody else can't be mahanif from him, can't be neder from him, his das is not included on things that are a mitzvah for the madir. Anything that the madir won't be able to be mekayim a mitzvah because of his neder, because of the fact that he's asering somebody else's hana on him, that person can't be nana from him, and that's going to make him lose out from being mekayim his mitzvahs. He doesn't include that in his nether. Very similar to what we find later on in our sugya, that the Gemara says that when the nichse ha-choyle are also to the mevaker, so then we say that the choyle, when he assert his hana onto the mevaker, he didn't have in mind that the mevaker can't visit him, because then he's losing out the bikur of the mevaker. So that wasn't included in his ano. So to here, we say he didn't have in mind that he can't do a mitzvah, because then he's going to lose out his opportunity to do a mitzvah. The Rashba goes on with this pshat, and he asks Lafizeh, why is there among the Amar in the sugi earlier on, the Flamadara Mebeis, that when someone's doing Hashavas Aveda, and when he picks up the chayfetz, if the nichse hamachzir are usher to the baal aveda, there's a man d'amr the gemara that it's usher. How could it be usher if there's a yisoid that anytime somebody makes a neder, so he does not include something that's a mitzvah for him to do? So over there also, when the machzir, who's the madir, picks up the chayvah, we should say that it wasn't included in his neder that he won't be able to do a mitzvah on behalf of the baal aveda. So the Rashba answers that over there is different. There's a big chilek, because over there, b'shas that he's doing the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda and Echanami, he didn't have that in mind, because at that time he's doing a mitzvah and he didn't have in mind to aser on the Baal Aveda the hana that he's getting from him by giving him back his Aveda, and that would be mutter. But the problem is, after he's finished giving him his Aveda and the mitzvah is completed, so now the person is sitting with his chayfetz, and he's continuously being nene from the maisa that the machzir did. Besides that's why there's an isser. And the male, that's the whole machloikas. The other mandava who says that even when the nichse hamachzir are also on the balaveda, even then it's mutter, because he holds mamish like we said before that b'shas the hashavas aveda there's a kiyum mitzvah, and therefore there's no isser. He didn't include that maisa in his isser on the mudar, and afterwards he holds that there's also no isser because he gave him back his own chayfetz. This chayfetz is not considered a hanor from the madar to the mudar, because he's being netted from his own chayfetz, like the Gemara says, meidam de nafshi hu de mahana. Masha'en kein kuli alma moidu, says the Rashba, adaf mem gimul amur aleph. When he's giving him staka from his own money, he's giving the mudat staka. So there we say that even though bishas that he's giving him that staka, it should be mutter, because he didn't have that in mind when he made the neder. He didn't have in mind to be mafsid, the opportunity to do a mitzvah. But after he's finished giving him the money, the mudar continuously is being nenet from the money that the madri gave him. And mitzad that, lekuli alma, there's an isser to be mahanahim. And that's why he has to go through the chenvini. The Gemara answers, Omar Shmuel, Lo'olam b'shenichse mevake asurim al ha'chole, u'b'mokam sh'noitin schar al yeshiva, v'ein noitin schar al ha'amida. Shmuel is answering that the Gemara is talking, the Mishnah is talking about the nichse mevake are also to the chole, and the reason why he's allowed to only stand up, but he can't be mevake him if he's sitting down, is because the Mishnah is talking about a case where they take money for sitting down, but they don't take money for doing bikur cholim for standing up. Therefore, since he's planning on doing bikur cholim without taking money, so he's considered to be mahanahim because he's giving him the service that usually he takes money and he's doing it for free. Mashenkin ba'amida, there's no such thing as taking money for bikur cholim of amida. The Taz in Simon Reish Chof Aleph, Sif Kotten Tes Zayin, brings a raya from here that we see that since the Lashon of the Gemara is that he asered nechosiv alav, the Lashon of the Gemara was, lo'ilim b'shenichsei mevakir asurim ala choyle. we see that even though he asr his nechosim on him, as opposed to asring his hana on him, his hana's haguf, still it's also to be mahana him this hana's haguf. Over here, he's not giving him money. He's going and doing the mitzvah of bikur cholim. The Taz explained the reason why it's asr is because since the minhag was to take money for sitting down to do bikur cholim, and he doesn't take money, it's as if he took the money and gave it back. So even though he only asr on himself his nechosov, it's considered now that he's giving him from nechosov by not charging him, by not making him pay. It's as if he took his nechosov, he took the payment, and he's giving it back to him now. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch is matmiya on the Taz. He brings the Shach later on in Simin Reish Chav Zayin Sivkon Dalad, quotes a Ran, that says that when somebody asks Nechosov al Chaveroi, we apply the din of Ein Adam Oiseh Davashaloi Bala Oilam, which means only the Nechosim that the Madir owns at the time of the Nether, only those Nechosim are asr to the Mudar. But any Nechosim that he acquires after the fact, those nechosim are mutter because he can't make a chalais isser on nechosim that he doesn't own. Mashiach, and if he asks on himself hanasai al chaveroi, not nechosim, hanasai al chaveroi, so then even if he acquires something at a later time, he still can't be mahanahim with that chefetz, because the chalais of the isser, the chefetz of the isser is not the nechosim, the chefetz of the isser is his hanah. Is his hana, and his hana was here. The hana, his hana was here, b'shas the nether. So anything that he's giving him, even things that he acquires at a later time, are nechol and the isser. Therefore, ask him Kiva Eger, even if you're right that when he's meichel him the money, it's as if he's taking the money and giving it back to him, but that should not be included in the isser, because since the case is that Taz said is that we're talking about he asked nechosav alav, so then the isser could only be chal on the nechosav that he had b'shaitoi. So even if he is taking his money from the chayla and then giving it back to him, that should be mutter, because that money that he's taking is considered money that he did not have at the time of the nether. But Kiva Eger continues and says, on the Gemara, though, he doesn't have Shver. Because the Gemara, we could say, is talking about a case where the Chayla himself made the Nether. The Chayla himself asserted himself from being Nene from the Mevaker, in which case which case we don't apply the din of Ein Adam Oysa Davash Ein Shaloi Bala Oilam. We only say Ein Adam Oysa Davash Shaloi Bala Oilam when the Madir himself is assering his Nechosim on somebody else. Then we say anything that he doesn't own is not nechlal in the nether. He can't asr on somebody else something that he doesn't have. Masha'enken, if somebody's asring to himself hanos nechosim of somebody else, then the Kiva Eger says he can. It's chal even on the nechosim that the person does not yet own. So we could just make a pashut kimta. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Mashiach in the Taz, who's explaining he's going in the Shulchan Aruch, and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dal and Sim Reish Chaf Aleph is Reuven she'asar hanasoi al Shimon v'cholo Shimon yachal Reuven likanes leilavakro. It's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not like that. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was that Reuven the Madir, he asked on Shimon to be nene from his nechasim to his hana. Which the Taz says, the Gemara really said that it's talking about Nechasov. So from the Taz, it's Shver, this Kasha of Kiva Eger, from the Gemara, it's not Shver. Kiva Eger goes on to ask another Kasha on the Tur. The Tur brings down the Gemara that I mentioned before, the Mishnah of Mem Gimel, that I mentioned before, about somebody who asks his Hano al Chaveroi, and then his Chaveroi doesn't have what to eat, so he goes to a Chenveni. And he tells the Chenvi, I don't know what to do. Plenty can't be nene from me, and I don't know what to do. When the Torah brings down this din, the lashon of the Torah is Reuven she'asar nechasov al Shimon ve'ein lo l'Shimon ma ye'ochel yochel Reuven loyma lechenvini Shimon mudar hanami meni ve'ein yodeh ma esa loy ve'achenvini yiten loy l'Shimon v'chule. The Torah writes that he asar his nechasov alav. If he asked the chosav of Allah, there's no problem. The whole problem doesn't begin. He himself could go to the chenveni, buy whatever he wants from the chenveni store, and give it directly to the mudar. Because the things that he's buying from the chenveni were loy bal oilam. He didn't own them at the time of the nether, and therefore the nether wasn't chal on these nechasim. So why does he have to make this remez? Why does he have to make this remez to the chenveni? Or sameach. The Or Sameach in Perik Ches Hilchas Nedarim Halacha Yud Aleph, he suggests a teres this kasha. He says there are, he brings Kadmoinim. He says Kadmoinim say that Lagabri the Dinam Eina the Makne Dover Shaloi Baloilam. The person can't be maknet to somebody else, a chefetz he doesn't own. For example, he can't say, when I buy this and this chefetz, then it's going to become yours. The kinyan is not chal. He has to own the chefetz and make the hakna on the chefetz that he owns. But he brings from Kadmoinim that if he's maknet to chaveroi nechassim that he does own, he could be maknet together with those nechassim adam shaloi baloi. So says the Or Sameach, maybe we could say the same thing over here. Lagabi the din of oiser asering a davar shloim al olam. That over here we're talking about somebody who's asering kol nechasov al chavera. If he's asering kol nechasov, included his neder is nechasov that he owns now. That is bal olam. So therefore, says the Or Sameach, he can also aser nechasov that is shloim bal olam together with nechasov that are bal olam. Memela is miyushav al pizay the taz. The Gemara continues, ask the Kasha my Paska, which means what's the difference between a Mida and Yeshiva? If the whole difference is that Dafka by Yeshiva, the Minag is what's to take Schar, and therefore Yeshiva's Aser, and the Mida they wouldn't take Schar, and therefore a Mida's Mutter, so there's really no difference between a Mida and Yeshiva. Both of them, if they take Schar, it'd be Aser, and by both cases, if they wouldn't take Schar, it'd be Mutter. The Gemara answers, how come Ashmalan? The Af ben Makum Shenoitlin Schar al Yeshiva, Al Yeshiva boy le Mishkal, al Hamida loy boy le Mishkal. The Ran explains that mi'ikar adin, one is not permitted to take schar for Amida because that's the etzem mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Yeshiva, one is allowed to take schar for because that's going a little bit beyond what he's mechuyev to do. He's not mechuyev to come down and sit down with the chayla. Standing up is enough. So therefore, they're allowed to take money for yeshiva. Now, there were places that were machmir on themselves to not take money for yeshiva because they were machmir that maybe if they would take money for yeshiva, they would come to take money for amida, and now it's also mi'ikar adin. So they wouldn't take money for yeshiva or amida. In those places, it's mutu mi'ikar adin, bein to stand up, bein to sit down, because they're not being mahane by being meichel any money because the minhag there was to not take any money. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that af b'makom shenoytin schar al yeshiva boy lemishkal, even in a place where they're not machmir for this chumrah, they want to take money, but that's only mutter by yeshiva, but al amida they're not allowed to take. So that's the first teretz in the Gemara. V'iba yisema kid Rabbi Shimon ben Alikim gzeira shema yisha be'amida hachanam gzeira shema yisha be'yeshiva. The Ran explains here also that really we're talking about a place where they don't take money bein yeshiva or amida. And mi'ikar din it's mutter even to sit down because you're not being marviach the muda hana any money, but it's also be yeshiva because of a gzeira that he might remain sitting that he might remain there for too long, and then he'll go beyond the point where he's being mekayim the mitzvah. The Ran explains, and therefore the muda is going to be chayv to pay him money now because he's doing him a service which is not a mitzvah, and he'll be meichel him, and that mechila is considered a hana. It's a machlokes rishonim how we paskin between these two terutzim in the Gemara, and it comes out in Afgamina la halacha. The Ran learned that we paskin like the ibois ema, and therefore it comes out that halacha lemaisa, if it's also even in a makom shen loy noitlin schar al yeshiva, it's still also because of gzeira shem yisha. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim Perek Vav halacha ches paskins the first lashon in the Gemara, and therefore the Rambam says it's only also to sit down in a place where the minhag was to take money for yeshiva. But if they wouldn't take money for yeshiva, then it'll be mutter to sit. It's mashma the Rambam goes like the first teretz of the Gemara, not like the second teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Ula Amar, la'ulam mishenichse chayle asurim al hamavake, ukegoin deloy adre min chiyuse. Ula has a different mahalach in the sugya. Ula learns that really the case of the Gemara, the Mishnah, is that the chayle asur his hana onto the mavake. And the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that even though the mevaker is not allowed to be nene from the choyle, but when the choyle asked the mevaker to be nene from him, he didn't have in mind that the isra hana should be chal, but makom that the choyle needs the mevaker to be nene from him in order to help his own chiyus. So over here, where the choyle needs the mevaker to be nene from the drisas haregel of the choyle's house,
because the chayla needs him to come to mivaker him. So there, the neder, he didn't have in mind that the neder should be chal. Which the Gemara asks, Ihachi afilu yoshev nami. So the Gemara answers, efshar ba'amida. Which means, since it's efshar ba'amida, since it's possible for the mivaker to help the chiyus of the chayla al yedei amida, so we say that the neder was chal lagabi yeshiva and only was not chal lagabi amida. The Ran speaks out over here that even though Pasha's Losha the Gemara is ukegoin doli ajamin chiyuse, it's mashma the Gemara is making nukimta that the chayla spoke out lehedia that he doesn't want his neder to be chal legabi his chiyus, legabi things that he needs for his own personal chiyus, for example the mevaker, the muda being mevaker him if he gets sick. But the Ran says that's not pshat in the Gemara. Rather, the pshat is that we're touching up his stam das. The stam das of every neider is that he doesn't want to asir the mudar min chiyuse. He doesn't have to speak out as a tnai that he doesn't want the neder to be chal v'kihai gavna. And he brings a raya from the hemshich of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a meisave. The Gemara says chala hu nichnas levak, right? Chala b'noi shayla b'shuk. If he gets sick, so he's allowed to come in and visit him. If his son gets sick, he can only ask about him in the shuk. He can't come in to visit him. Bishlama Ula Amr Bishanikse Khila Asurin Al Mavakir. Bishlama according to Ula that learns that the nechasim of the chayla are also onto the mavakir, who could go into loy adrimin chiyuse, and the reason why the mavakir is allowed to be mavakir him is because we say this svar that loy adrimin chiyuse shapir. El Shmuel, the Omer B'shenichse Mevakir Asun Al Chayle Maishnahu Maishna Bnoi. So the question is, if the pshat is that he going to Le'adr Min Chiyuse means that he spoke out Lehedia that he doesn't want the neder to be Chal Legabi Chiyuse, so why Lefi Ula is it not Shver this Brisa? What should be the difference between him and his son? Just like he spoke out that he doesn't want the neder to be Chal Legabi his Chiyuse. So that he if he would speak it out legabi his son, that he doesn't want his neder to be chal legabi his son's chiyus, so then also he would allow to be mevaker his son. And if he didn't speak it out, then it'll be asur legabi him and legabi his son. There's no difference be'etzim intrinsically between him and his son. The whole shaila is, what did he say when he made his neder? What did he say? What did he stipulate? So therefore the Ran brings a raya from here that he didn't say anything. And we teach up that minastam, the das of the neder is that the neder should not be chal legabi his own personal chiyus. But legabi the chiyus of his ben, that minastam, the neder doesn't have in mind that the neder should not be chal. Lamaisa, the Gemara goes on to answer for Shmuel that even Shmuel's moide, that the pshat in the braisa is that the nechosim of the chayle are also to the madir, and even Shmuel's moide to the svara of minchiyusei loyadre. Just Shmuel held for a specific reason that he didn't want to make that ukimta in the Mishnah. The shaila is the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Vav Halacha Ches. He paskins the halacha like Shmuel, and the Rambam writes like Shmuel that the nechosim of the mevaker are also to the chayla. He's allowed to be mevaker him standing up, but he can't be mevaker him sitting down. The Rambam completely leaves out the second ukimta of the brisa that if the nechosim of the chayla are also to the mevakir, so according to Shmuel, the mevakir is allowed to be mevakir him afilu sitting down. The Gemara doesn't. The Rambam totally completely leaves that out. So the Beis Yosef there on the Rambam, the Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, and also the Beis Yosef in Reish Chof Aleph Sif Dalid, they suggest that the Rambam holds like this other sheet that the Ran is coming lafuke. That the Rambam holds that really the Kipshutai, that the Gemara, the Pshat of the Gemara is Kegoin, the Lo Adrim in Chiyuse, that he spoke out at tonight, that he doesn't want to make a neder, he doesn't want the neder to be Chal, Gabi his own Chiyus, Gabi his own needs. And on that, the Rambam, as the Beis Yosef says, the Rambam doesn't have to bring it down. Because it's so pashut. It's pashut. The ukim to the Gemara was coming to be miyasha for Shmuel. But it's pashut that if somebody makes a tnai and he says that he doesn't want the neder to be chal in a specific scenario, it's pashut that the neder is not going to be chal b'kihai gavna. The Ram doesn't have to bring it down halacha. The Lechem Mishnah brings down the Beis Yosef and he says that it's still tame on the Rambam that he didn't bring it down. There's a very interesting Rosh over here. I'll read it inside the Perush Rosh. The Rosh says, "Dibur Maskel Ben Shenichse Chayle Asurin Alam Mevaker." V'le Adrim Bichiyuse. The Rosh says, "V'le Hoye Bedaita Shelo Yehana Bimenu Bedavar Shechiyusa Tali Boy." His das wasn't on something that he needs for his own chiyus. The Hainu Biker Chayle Ki HaChayle Nehne Mikol Adam Hamevakroi. Aval Shar Chaye Nefesh Kegoin Achila V'Shtia Ein Yochol Lekaba Mimenu. The Rosh is a little bit sasum. He seems to be asking Akasha. He seems to be asking, if we say a svara that mi chiyusei lo yadre, so fize to be mutter for the muda to give anything to the chayla. He should be able to bring him food, drink. It all should be nechlal in chiyusei. To which he answers that there's a fundamental difference between bikur chaylim and giving him food. Bikur chaylim, he's nene from each and every person that comes in his mevakir. That's what the Rosh says. That's what the Rosh means when he says, "Ki achile nene mikol adam hamevakroi." Every single person that comes in and does the mitzvah of bikur chaylim, he's mehane the chayle a little bit. So therefore, the Rosh holds. That when the chayla makes a neder al korchach, we touch up that his das is not to aser his hano of the mudar coming into the mevaker him, because he needs the bikur of the mudar himself. It's not enough that other people are going to come be mevaker him, because from every single person there's a new tosefes hano that he wouldn't have from anybody else. So it's muchach that he has in mind that he's allowed to be nene from the bikur even of the mudar. He only needs a chila v'shtia from one or two people. He doesn't need a chila v'shtia from every single person. So on there, there's no hoichacha that his das was not on the mudar legabe mudar giving him a chila v'shtia. In the Gemara's kasha on Shmuel, that according to Shmuel, what's pshat in the brisa, maishna hu, maishna bnoi, there seems to be a machloikas between the Rosh and the Ran. Shigol tzarech iyun, what exactly is the pshat in the machloikas? The Rosh says something very hard to understand. The Lashon HaRosh, the next Rosh there, two Roshes later, he says, Maishnehu Maishna Bnoi. Lama lo yivakrenu me'umad ha-mitzvah ka'ovid v'gam ein ha-nosa asura l'chayla. The Rosh seems to say that the Gemara's question is, Maishnehu Maishna Chaveiroi. Just like the Mevaker is allowed to come be Mevaker, the Mudar Hana, which is the Chayla, he can come visit him standing up, but only standing up because they take money for sitting down, and therefore he's not allowed to sit down. So too, says the Rosh, he should be allowed to visit the son of the Mudar, standing up. Dafka standing up. Why Dafka standing up? The son of the Mudar is not, he's not a Mudar. He's allowed to be Mahana the Mudar. There's no Isser for the Mevaka to be Mahana the Mudar. So Lachoy should be allowed to feel to sit down. If you look at the Lashon of the Ran, Dir Maschol Ella, the Ran seems to learn like that. Kloimar, the Adarab, Bibnoi Sharit Fei, Shaina Mudar Imenu. It's Mashmash Shtikal that it's even more Mudar. It's even more mutter than it was on the father. On the father, he has to stand up. But on the son, in Echanami, he should even be allowed to sit down. The Gemara continues on the Flamatasim of Beis. Amrei Shlokish remez lebikar choyle min atoyer minayin. Shenemar im kemois kol ha'odom yamusun eile upkudas kol ha'odom v'goymer. My mashma, Amrei Rava, im kemois kol ha'odom yamusun, if they die with the death of all people, Eile shehin choylim umutolim barisasam, that they become sick and they're lying in their beds, ubnei adam mevakrin oisam, and then people come to visit them. Ma abriyus oimim lo yashem shalachani lazeh. So we see here a remez in the Torah that there's such a mitzvah, a concept of people coming to visit sick people. The Ran and the Mefarish both explain that the remez is coming from the lashon of the pasuk, upkudas kol adam yipakir aleihem. Upkudas kol adam yipakir aleihem means, and people come to visit them. The people come to visit them while they're lying in bed, that'll be a raya that I'm not the one, I'm not a messenger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kli Yoker in Parshas Korach wants to suggest a different mahalach in explaining where the remez comes from. He says that there's, besides the hana that the chayla gets, besides the benefit that the chayla has from somebody coming to mevaker him, there's also a direct benefit to the mevaker himself. The mevaker himself, by going to be mekayim the mitzvah bikur chaylim, it's misoyer him to do tshuva, because he sees a chayla lying in bed, and it gives him a reminder that he also could become sick chas v'shalom, and therefore it drives him to do tshuva. So therefore, he says that the choyle is zeichel, zeichel yidei zeh, that the people that come to mevaker him are going to have the schus of being of doing tshuva al yodam. So he reads the pasuk like this: Im kamois kol ha'odom yemusun eile, ufkudas kol ha'odom yipaket aleim. If they die a normal death, which causes the end of all men, ufkudas kol ha'odom means the end, the destiny of all mankind, which is the end of their days. Yipaket aleim will be reminded to them. It will remind them that they are also going to come. They're also going to come a day where they're going to be chas v'shalom in this matzav, and it causes them to do tshuva. If they have that tzchus, if Korech v'adosai has that tzchus, that people should do tshuva all yidei their sicknesses, lo Hashem shalachani. And then the pasuk continues, "V'im bria yivra Hashem." But if Hashem makes a new bria of a pea that opens up from a pea ha'aris, it opens up and swallows them down, such a death will not inspire most people to do tshuva, because they only do tshuva when they see someone sick in bed, because they know that that's also going to happen to them, and they think that that's going to happen to them as well. Mashenkin, if they see a person dying on a day, this miraculous death of being swallowed into the pea ha'aris, they think it has no shaychus to them at all, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that He doesn't want to give them the schus that people should do tshuva al yodam. That would be a raya that I am a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There seems to be a big machlokes rishonim b'nogeya, the nature of the mitzvah of bigur cholim, whether or not we done it as a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabanan. We'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Shoresh Rishon in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he's explaining there the gdarm of what the necessary tznaim to be included in the Tayag Mitzvahs. The first Shoresh of the Rambam is that no mitzvah derabbanon can be included in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Only mitzvah deraisas. And based on that, he argues on the Bahag, who counted as part of his minyan ha-mitzvahs, many mitzvahs derabbanan. The Rambam lists off all the different derabbanans that the Bahag included in his Tayyik mitzvahs, and he counts Ner Chanukah, Mikum Megillah, Mea Brachas Kol Yoim. And then the Rambam says, Nichum Avelim, Biko Choylim, Kvuas Mesim, Vehalbashas Arumim. All these mitzvahs, all these different types of Gemilus Chasadim, the Rambam Lehedia calls them mitzvahs derabbanan. And therefore he says you can't count them as part of the Tayyik mitzvahs. In Shoresh Sheni in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, it seems the Rambam misaser himself a little bit. He writes there that the mitzvahs of Gemilus Chasodim and Kfuras Mesim are both included in the mitzvah of Ahavta Arecha Kamoicha, which is mashal, they both are mitzvahs deraisas. In Hilchas Avel in the Rambam, you find a very similar thing. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Avel, mitzvahs ase shel divreihem levaker choylem. It's a mitzvah aser shel divreinu. It's a mitzvah derabbanan to be mevaker cholim and to do nichum aveilim. Then the Rambam continues a few lines later. Afal pi shekol mitzvahs elu midivreihem, harei hen bichlal v'ohavta l'reicha kamoicha. Again, we see this difference in the Rambam. Originally, he calls them mitzvah derabbanans, and then he says lahedya l'nechlal in the mitzvah v'ohavta l'reicha kamoicha. Lamaisa, we find Beinu Yoina also in Brachas. He talks about this inyan. On the Mishnah says, in Perek Mishu Mesa in Brachas, the Mishnah says, Kavru es ha-meis, v'chazru. They finish bearing the mace, v'chazru. Im yecholin l'haschil v'ligmar ad shal yagiyu l'shura. If they can start saying Kriya Shema before they get to the Shura, where they start doing the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, yaschilu. So they should start saying Kriya Shema. V'im lav, if they can't do the mitzvah, if they can't finish saying Kriya Shema, before they start doing Nichum Aveilim, so lo yaschil, they shouldn't start. Rabbeinu Yoina explains the reason why is because of the mitzvah of Oisik b'mitzvah, because of the din of Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Since they can't finish Kriya Shema before they start doing Nichum Aveilim, therefore we say that Nichum Aveilim is madche the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the reason is because it's deraisa, because he brings this Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Dato Lehmes Aderech Zu Gemilus Chasadim. Therefore, we say that all Gemilus Chasadim, all Kiyum of Gemilus Chasadim, including Nichum Aveilim, Bikur Cholim, they all have a din of a Kiyum deraisa, a mitzvah deraisa, and that's why we apply the din of Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. In Or Chaim Simen Ayin Beis, the Mechaber paskens this din of the Mishnah, that if there's not going to be time to finish the entire Kriya Shema before they start Nichum Aveilim, so they shouldn't start Kriya Shema, and rather they should do Nichum Aveilim first. And their mother quotes a Beis Yosef B'Shem the Rambam, that we only say that he should push off saying Kriya Shema if there's no time to finish it, if there's going to be time to say Kriya Shema after they finish doing the Nichum Aveilim. But if there's no time, if there's not going to be time to say Kriya Shema, the Zman Kriya Shema is going to pass by the time they finish doing Nichum Aveilim, then they should put off Nichum Aveilim and they should say Kriya Shema first. That's the din of the Ramah, Paskin, Vesyez, B'Shem, the Rambam. The Magen Avraham there in Sifkat and Dalet says that the reason why they should put off Nichum Aveilim and say Kriya Shema first is only because they did not yet start doing the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim. But it's mashma from the Magen Avraham that Lo Yitzur, they would have started to do the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, even though there's no time afterwards to finish, to say Kriya Shema before he misses the Zman Kriya Shema. Still, he should continue doing Nichum Aveilim, and we should be madcha the mitzvah of Kriya Shema midin oisik pashas midin oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. He doesn't speak it out. Pashas is coming from the din of Beinu Yoina, and we should apply the din of oisik with mitzvah patur min mitzvah. The Imei Bina in Orachaim Simin Yud Gimel Ois Gimel asked the Kasha that L'choyre, this Magen Avraham is very nice according to Beinu Yoina, that the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim was a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore we could mamish apply the din of Oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, afilu if it's going to be madche the din legamre of saying Kriya Shema. But the Fidu Rambam that we just mentioned before in Hichas Avil that says Lehediyah that mit that Bikur Choylim and Nichum Aveilim, all these mitzvahs of Gnus Chosadim are considered mitzvahs d'rabanan. So we should apply the din of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchas Megillah, Siman Tafresh Pei Zayin, that no mitzvah, that which we said, that Kriyas Megillah is Deicha Avodah, and Kriyas Megillah is Deicha Talmud Torah, and all mitzvahs in the Torah, except for Meis Mitzvah, that's only B'kihai Gavna, that there's going to be time to do the mitzvah afterwards. But if there's not going to be time to do the mitzvah deraisa afterwards, there's no mitzvah derabanan, says the Ramah, that's going to be Madcha mitzvah deraisa, but if that you won't be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa afterwards. Only Ba'ayv, the whole din that Megillah is Madcha other mitzvahs, is only because it's only a din Kadima. The mitzvah of Megillah comes first, and you push off the mitzvah deraisa till after you finish the Megillah. But since Megillah is only derabanan, it doesn't have the koyach to be Madcha another mitzvah, Ba'ayv, and that you're going to lose out that mitzvah. So, fact, Imre Bina, according to the Rambam, that Bikur Choylim, Anichum Aveilim, is only a mitzvah derabanan, so how could we say that if he's in the middle of doing Nichum Aveilim, we're going to push off Kriya Shema afilu b'oifin that he's going to lose out the Kriya Shema v'gamre. The Imei Bina answers, Al Pi Mamish, he's Medayik, the Lashon of the Rambam that we read before Nichos Avel, that even though the Rambam said that it's mitzvah derabanan, he says right afterwards that it's Nechla on the mitzvah of Haftal Recha Kamoicha. And therefore, Pisa, he's Machal, is a big Yisoid. We find this Yisoid in a few places, we'll mention them in a few minutes, that we see that the Torah is mitzvah, we find times where the Torah is mitzvah, a certain mitzvah, a certain Klavius Dika mitzvah. And Chazal came and gave Pratius Dika Tzivuyim that we have to do, that they're called mitzvahs derabanan because the Torah wasn't mitzvah the person to do specifically that pa'ula. But when you do that pa'ula, there's a key mitzvah deraisa. For example, over here, the Torah said a general din of a haftal recha kamoicha. The Torah didn't say Pratius Dika Meisim that a person does. It doesn't say Nichum Aveilim, Bikur Cholim, all these things. They're called mitzvah derabanan because Chazal said to go do Bikur Cholim. But when a person does Bikur Cholim, he does Nichum Aveilim, he's Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of a haftar recha kamaicha. Therefore, says the Mabina, even according to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah derabanan, but when he goes ahead and he does the Nichum Aveilim, he's now oisik in a mitzvah deraisa. There's a key mitzvah deraisa, and therefore has the Echelis to push off to be madchil the din of Kriya Shema deraisa. The Bikuri Yankov in the back of Bikuri Yankov, he has Tosefes Bikurim, where he has Tshuvas, the different Shoyalim over there. He has a very similar Nidoin. The Shoyal there in Simin Tov Reish Mem Sifkot and Chav Beis, he asked the Bikuri Yankov Akasha that from the Mishnah and Sukkot of Chav Hei, it's mashma that even on a mitzvah derabanan we say Oisik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. Because the Mishnah there says that Choyle u Misham Shehem Turim min a Sukkah. Somebody who's sick, and also people that are Mishamish, the person that's sick, are all potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Shoyal asked the Bikuri Yankov, Bishlam the Choyle, we understand, he's potter from the mitzvah. But somebody who's Mishamish the Choyle, what's he doing? He's being Mekai in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. That Lafi the Rambam in Hilchas Avil, that's only a mitzvah derabanan. And Afilu Hachi, we see that he's potter from the mitzvah. We apply the din of Oisim mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, even though it's only a mitzvah derabanan. Bikuri Yankov answers him, Mamish Lav Derech the Imei Bina. He says, and even though the Rambam called it a mitzvah derabanan, still when he does the mitzvah, there's a key mitzvah asay of a haftal recha kamoicha, and that's why we apply the din of oisik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. The Emek She'ela in She'ela Kuflam Zayin Ois Beis says also a very similar Yisoid, and he brings another Marmaka where we find this idea. He says that the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, where the Ramban explains the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, the Ramban explains the mitzvah is to be a Parush, to be Kaddish, to be Makadish Atmecha B'Mutalach. Even though there are many different Hanois, which the Torah matir, but still the Torah of the Parsha of Kedoshim to you was mitzvah, that a person goes beyond exactly what it says, that he's Bekadosh himself, and he's perish away from things that the Torah really mattered. And then the Ramban says, we find he brings examples of this, that the Torah says, Kamoish Amru v'hiskadashtem, Elu Mayim Rishonim, v'hayisem Kedoshim, Elu Mayim Achroinim. That he includes in the mitzvah of Kedusha, not only being Purish from Gashmi Yisdika Hanoz, but he also says it means being clean, having clean clothes, having clean hands after he's eating, when he benches, to have clean hands. Ki Kodosh Eshem in Arev, the Ramban writes, Ki Afal Pisha Elu Mitzvahs Medivrehim. Even though these things are all mitzvah de Rabbanon, Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achroinim are only de Rabbanon. Iker HaKosov B'kiyotze B'zeh Yazir Shenihi Yenikiyim V'tahoyim Uprushim Me'hamoim B'nei Adam She'en Melachlechim Atzman B'mutaris U'B'kiyurim. The Iker Ratzon HaKosov is that a person separates himself from the derech of B'nei of Hamoim Am, where they're Melachlechim, they dirty themselves with tainut, with tanugos olam hazeh U'B'kiyurim, and with gross things. The Torah wants a person to be mafish himself from these things, and therefore when Chazal came and gave certain mitzvahs, Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achroinim, these are vadei, the gedder of these mitzvahs, are the mitzvahs derabanan, but there's a kium of the rotzen deraisa, there's a kium of deraisa when he does these things. Who is in the Ramban says, by any masa umatan, the Torah says, v'asisa v'yoshev ha'toiv, the Torah wants a person to go lifnim yishuris hadin, the Ramban writes. Therefore, the Ramban says, any time a person has any quarrel with a person, with another friend, and he goes lifnim yishuris hadin, k'day to be mefayis the other person, so he shouldn't be upset, he should be happy with him. He's, even though you can't say that's a mitzvah deraisa for him to do that, but Avad Rabban says the kiyum deraisa, like the din of bar metzra. The Gemara says that if he has a shutif who lives next door to him, so he's mechuyev to sell when he wants to sell his field, he has to offer it first to his next door neighbor. So there, that's din derabanan. But he's makayim a din deraisa of asisa v'yashav ha'toiv. So here's another example from the Emek Sheilu. We find this musak that the mitzvah is called a mitzvah derabanan, but when he does it, he's makayim a din deraisa. I'm continuing Be'ezus Hashem 9 lines up from the wide lines. Darsh Rava v'Amri La Am Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'i Dichsiv Shemesh Yareach Amad Zvula Shemesh V'Yareach B'Zvul Ma'i Boin. What was the Shemesh V'Yareach doing in Zvul? Zvul is one of the Zayin Rekiim. V'Chol B'Rakia Kvi'i. Usually the Shemesh V'Yareach is in the Rekia called Rekia, which the Gemara in Chagiga says is the third of the Zayin Rekiim, and it went up to Zvul. Zvul was the fourth. We learn from this pasuk that the shemesh and the yareach that's usually in the rakia went up to the section of the zayin rakim called zvul. For omru lefan of ribbono shel olam, and the shemesh v'yareach tainu to a kodesh baruch hu. Ima to oise din leben amram. If you do din for ben amram, it's talking about the machlokes with koyach v'adasai. Anu meirim, we will continue being mayor to the world. Ve'im lav einanu meirim. Ve'oyis hashah yor b'hem chitzim v'chanitois. Amar lahem b'kol yom v'yom mishtachavim lachem. Every day, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, every day, people are mishtachavet to you. Ve'atem meirim, and you still give light. Ve'chvoidi loy mechisim, you're not mecha for my kavod. Ve'kavod basa v'dam mechisim. U'b'kol yom v'yom yorim b'hem chitzim v'chanitois u'meirim. From that day on, every single day, in order for the sun and the moon to come out and to come out in the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be more chitzim at them in order to go out, because they don't want to go out because of the covet of Shemaim. The Marsha here on the Gemara, he asks, why taka zvul? Why does the Gemara say that they went from Rakia to Zvul? What were they doing in Zvul out of all the Rakias? So he explains, I'll pee the Gemara in Chagiga, the Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara there is describing the Zayin Rekiim and each one exactly what's the trails and tachas of each one. The Gemara says that in Zvul there's the Beis Hamigdash Shel Mala, and Michael is Makriv Korbanos to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he explains that the Beis Hamigdash Shel Mala is Keneged Beis Hamigdash Shel Mata, and since the whole Taina, the Iker Taina of Korech V'Adasai was Lagabi the Avoida, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the avodah and gave it to Aaron HaKohen, Bnei Aaron and Bnei Moshe, Bnei Levim, and he wanted it to go to his mishpacha. So therefore, Dafka there, Dafka in the base of Migdash Shel Mala in Zvul, that's where the Shemesh V'Areach went to make the taina that the anhagas of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lagabi the avodah, were emistika anhagas al Pi Hashem. In the Sefer Ein Yankov, on this Agarata, on the side, there's a parish of the parish HaGa'onim. He brings a Hafeldika Hezber in the Shach of Tari here between the Shemesh Yareach and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a big Arichas over there. I'm going to try to explain it Bekitzer, just bring out his main point. It's Hafeldika Pshat. He explains that there's two Mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. There's one form of Avodas Hashem, which a person serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, al pi the Kabbalah that he received from Aviseinu. We have a Kabbalah from Har Sinai that all of Klal Yisrael witnessed the Maimon Har Sinai and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and based on that Kabbalah that he receives from his father, that's where his whole Emunah comes from. The chisaron of that is that a person basically could come to the matzav where he's just following what his father told him, and he doesn't understand the things on his own. He doesn't have a fire inside when he serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu. His mitzvahs could come to a matzav of mitzvahs and Hashem melumda. The other type of avodas Hashem is a type of avodah which comes idei chakira. It comes idei thinking and finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the bria on his own. Al derech what Avram Avinu did. The mile of that type of avodah is that a person's avodah becomes much more real, becomes much more sincere, because he understands the emes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on his own, not only what he received as a Kabbalah. The chisaron of that is that the chisaron is that a person's relying on his own seichel. At the end of the day, every person is only a human, and he can make mistakes, and he might not come to the 100% truth based on his own chakiras, and he might make a mistake and not come out to the correct conclusion. For that, the Kabbalah is much better, because the Kabbalah isn't totally on a person's seichel, it's just totally on complete nemunah pshuta, what he was makabel from the doros before that. Now, there's a medrash that Rashi brings at the beginning of Parshas Korach, that Korach v'Adosai came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a very strange taina. They all came, he came with 250 Roshei Sanhedrius, and they all wore begodim of tcheles, v'hilbishan talisa shekulan tcheles, Rashi says. And they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Tali shekula tcheles, chayeves betzitzis or ptura? A talis which is 100% tcheles, is it chayev and tzitzis or is it potur? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, chayev. He's chilu l'sachek alav. They started to laugh at Moshe Rabbeinu. Efshet tali shal min ache, chut echot shal tcheles poitra. The talis is made of something else. One chut of tcheles, potur's the talis. Zu shekula tcheles loy tiftur as atzma. A talis which is kol kulay tcheles doesn't potur itself. A third chazal that he brings is the famous chazal that explains what's the pshat in tcheles. So the chazal say that tcheles reminds a person, the color of tcheles reminds a person of the yam, the color of the yam, and the yam reminds the person of the shamayim, and then the color of shamayim reminds a person of the color of the kisei hakovod. So he asks, why doesn't a person just go straight to the kisei hakovod? Why does the medrash have to go first? It reminds him of the yam, and then from the yam reminds him of the shamayim, and then shamayim it reminds him of the kisei hakovod. Let the tcheles itself, the color of the tcheles itself, remind him directly to the kisei hakovod. So he explains that the pshat is that the tcheles represents the second type of avodah that we mentioned. The type of avodah which comes purely from chakira. That's pshat in the medrash, that the tcheles is supposed to first remind the person of the yam. It means the person thinks about the yam, and he starts to be choker about the yam, and think about who created this yam. And then from there, it reminds him of the shemayim, and he looks into the shemayim, and he sees the hafeldika shemayim. And that reminds him there must be a creator, and makes him understand on his own that there's a creator of the bria. And then his mind starts thinking about the kisei hakovod, and he understands it on his own. That's what tcheles represents. The lavan of the tzitzis represents fakeret. Lavan indicates pashtus, simple understanding. So the lavan of the tzitzis represents the other type of the avodah, which is understanding, which is accepting avodah just based on the Kabbalah, the emunah pshuta, whatever he's makabel from his father. So the mitzvah of tzitzis, dafka has to have both of these things together. Because we explain each one without the other is lacking a little bit in his maisa avodah. And he points out a half a bigger thing. In the Parsha of Tzitzis, it says two times the Lashon Zechira and then the Lashon Asiyah. It says, V'hayolachem l'tzitzis, or isem o'uzchartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. V'asisem oisam. He said, v'asisem is a lashon of asiyah, just a pure mice of doing, without any feeling, without any understanding. Uzchartem is a lashon of machshava, a lashon of remembering. So he explains that when you have together, the tcheles together with the Kabbalah, the two things together, you have the solid foundation of the emunah coming from the Kabbalah, and then after that he builds on top of it his own havana based on understanding the bria from his own eyes. When you have those two things together, then you have an asiyah together with a zechira. You have the ma'isa together with the havana and the brand for the mitzvah. So al pizeh he explains that koyrach l'choyra, when he came and he claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu was making up his own dinim and taking the gedula for his brother and for himself, koyrach was being koyfer in the emes of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and his kabbalah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu was not true. Which means Koyrach was not coming b'chlal from any Kabbalah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He had, by Koyrach there was no Kabbalah. Koyrach was kol kulay only Chakira. And he passes was on a very, very high darga of Chakira. He understood a Kodesh Baruch Hu completely on his own from Chakira, and he denied the whole facet, the whole maila of Kabbalah. So therefore that's pshat that Rashi, the other medrash Rashi brings, that Koyrach came and he said that what's the din of a talis that's called kulay tcheles, does it need any love on to pater it? To which Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes, it does. Koyrach's question really was, if a person is kol kulay dovuk in dveikus to Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitoich his own chakira, with no Kabbalah at all, does he need white? Does he need any mashu of Kabbalah? And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, yes, chakira on its own is not enough. You also, because then you're relying solely on your own das and your own seichel, you also have to have a binyan of Kabbalah. To which they laughed at him, and they said, how could it be that if a beggar made out of something else, one small amount of tcheles, which means one small amount of chakira, can pater the whole beged? Kol shekein, if a person has a complete outlook of a Kodesh Baruch who only comes from chakira, he doesn't need anything to pater it. That was the machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu and Koyrach. B'meila al pizeh, he explains pshat na gemara that the sun and the moon, the whole ta'elus and the sun and the moon it was shemayim mesapim kavod kel, that from the sun and the moon a person looks and sees the godless of the gedula of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they came to Kodesh Baruch Hu and they said, if you do din for Ben Amram, if you show Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu is right, so we're going to continue to be mayor in the bria because we have a ta'elus, because the whole ta'elus of us is to go together with the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you don't, and you show that Koyrach is right, and Koyrach wins this machloikas, so it comes out that we have no ta'elas, because our whole ta'elas is to give people a hamshacha, to give people an understanding of the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if there's no Kabbalah, then by itself it's not masbik, it won't help. Therefore they said they didn't want to come be mayor anymore. The Ein Yankov himself also says a very nice pshat in the Sagarata, comes to explain why Dafka the Shemesh V'Yareach came to make this macha. He explains, I'll pee the Mishnah in Soita Daf Tes Amud Beis, that says, that's listing a whole bunch of different cases of Mida Keneged Mida. So one of the cases there is, that it says, since Yosef HaTzadik was Oisek in the Kfur of his father, and that was a great, great cover to his father, because Yosef was the great, Mi Godol Yosef Mi Yosef, Yosef was the biggest person alive at that time. Since he gave Yaakov the covet of being buried, of being buried by the biggest person in the generation, so Mida Keneged Mida, Yosef was buried by Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest person in his generation. Mi Godol Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. And because Moshe Rabbeinu gave that covet to Yosef, he was Zeicha that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself would come and be koyver him. So how do we know, Taka? How does the Mishnah know that Yosef at Tzadik was the biggest person in his generation? So he says the pshat is based on his cholam, because in his dream that he had, it says that the shemesh and the areach were mishtachavet to him, and the shemesh and the areach are on a very, very high madrega. They're much higher spiritually than we are. According to the Rambam, the Rambam explains in Yisoidei Torah that the shemesh and the areach are spiritual beings that have very high madrigas of seichel, and they were bowing down to Yosef. It must mean that Yosef was even better than them, and they were and Yosef was on a higher madriga. In Cain, it must be Yosef was the biggest person in his generation. Mela Koyrach, who had claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu was not really the highest person in his generation, and really everybody was equal, or maybe even he was greater. So he tainted that the whole din is a pircha. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest person. Who said the sun and the moon were so big? Maybe the sun and the moon were taka not so big. And Mela Yosef HaTzadik wasn't such a big person. He wasn't the biggest person in his generation. The fact that the sun and the moon were mishtach doesn't tell us that Yosef HaTzadik is great. And Mela, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was koiver Yosef, it's not the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest, because Yosef didn't deserve that the biggest person should be koiver him, because he wasn't the biggest person being koiver Yaakov. The Mela Dafka, the Shemesh V'Yareach, they were the ones that came to make the Macha against Korach, because they were included in the Machloikas, because by doubting the Gdula of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were in essence also doubting the Gdula of the Shemesh V'Yareach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.